Welcome to our show, Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name is Blaze, and I'm from San Francisco, California. I'm here to assist my friend and our cook today, Pacifia, who is from San Jose, California.
Hello there. So happy to have you with us today. Blaze, you surely look great today.
Oh, thanks, Pacifia. Since we're showing how to make party finger food for Oscar night, I thought it would be fun to dress up like some kind of celebrity. In the USA, it's almost a tradition to host a party on Oscar night, gather around the television, and see who will receive awards from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Oscar night is really a global event, too. I remember growing up overseas, watching Oscar nights every year.
Whatever special occasion you're hosting a party for, delicious appetizers always help to create warm feelings and joyful atmosphere.
And vegan lifestyle is really in.
That's right. Many famous movie stars and singers are vegans. Tobey Maguire, Pink, Kim Basinger, Linda Blair, James Cromwell, and so on. Many are also active in environmental issues, supporting animal rights campaigns and charity foundations.
That's wonderful. Kudos to their positive influence on our society.
So what tasty food are you going to show us how to prepare today?
We'll make vegan cream cheese roll-ups that can be prepared hours ahead. Every time we veganize a recipe, we like to give it a good name for others to remember.
Oh, so what's the name of the first appetizer you're going to show us?
I call it Colorful Life Roll-Ups.
Interesting, Colorful Life. Just like what a good movie portrays. And what else?
And I will show you sandwiches using pumpernickel cocktail bread called Open Brisbane Sandwiches because it's an open style sandwich.
Great, I like the names already.
Thanks. Now let's get ready. I'm going to show you how to make the Colorful Life roll-ups now.
So what ingredients do we need?
All right, we will need 2 8-ounce packages of vegan cream cheese, 6 10-inch flour tortillas, 1 cup of chopped black olives, 1 cup of chopped celery, 1 cup of red bell pepper, 1 cup of green bell peppers, or any color you like, orange or yellow, that will do as well. And the ranch dressing seasoning, we will need 2 teaspoons parsley, 1/2 teaspoon paprika, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1/2 teaspoon Italian seasoning, 1/4 spoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon vegetarian flavor enhancer. That is the natural mushroom seasoning without any MSG. We already have some chopped ingredients here. Here's the green pepper, yellow bell pepper, and the red bell pepper. Let me just add some more celery to it. All right, let me get some celery here. They're already washed. I just take the end of it and the top of it off. Okay, I'm gonna cut this celery into long stripes. And then chop them into smaller chunks. And put them all together.
Wow. No wonder you decided to call it Colorful Life. Look at all these wonderful colors.
Yeah. For colors, the more, the better. Now let's use gentle heat to melt the vegan cream cheese in the pot. The brand I'm using is called Tofutti Better Than Cream Cheese. And they also have vegan sour cream, too.
What if my local food store doesn't carry it?
Oh, you can also make your own. You just Google on the internet, searching for the vegan cream cheese recipes, and you'll find them there. Let me turn on the stove now. All
How long does it take to melt the vegan cream cheese?
It takes a couple of minutes depending on heat. I'm going to use just medium heat.
The vegan cream cheese is melting nicely now.
And now it's smooth and silky. It takes 2 to 3 minutes, usually. Yeah.
That looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. It's smooth and silky. Good. All right. See?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, now we can add the seasoning. Let me turn off the heat. And we add one by one. Adding in the parsley. Paprika. That was cayenne pepper. Now Italian seasoning. Salt. Pepper, vegetarian flavor enhancer.
Do you want to put the olives in now?
No, I sprinkled them on top of
it. Oh, okay.
Cheese, can you please
place
some clear wrap on top of the cutting board and we get ready for placing them on the tortilla.
Okay.
Which
one? We're going to use sun-dried tomato.
That will do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. And then we'll place the chopped vegetables here.
Right. I'm just going to put the cream cheese on one side.
Oh, I put it thicker on one side and then thinner on the other side.
Okay.
And when I roll, a lot of fillings will be
squeezed
to the other side.
Yeah.
Can you help me with the sprinkling of these two?
Mm.
I work with the celery here. Okay. Red bell pepper is full of vitamin A.
Should I put some black olives?
Oh yeah, please.
Okay.
And then some green bell pepper too. And we'll roll up.
Wow.
See?
Yeah.
When we scoot it over to the other side and...
Rolling it isn't so easy.
Oh, it isn't.
So we're going to wrap it?
Yeah, we'll wrap it and then keep it fresh. So, can put aside.
Yes.
And later, we can just cut it and serve right before the time of party.
When you're going to serve them, how do you actually serve them?
Oh, okay, let me show you how I present them. Okay, I just use the same one here as an example. I have a plate. Okay, and then... need a small knife. When we're cutting the tortillas, we cut the ends off.
Why do you do that?
So it will look pretty and even.
Ah.
And then we cut it into 1 to 2 inches wide.
Mm. This is what you wanted me to do with the
cups,
right?
Right. So we put them into these paper cups.
Oh, cute.
And they will look pretty there. And that'll be just the right bite size.
That's great. Then you don't have to use any plastic utensils.
You don't need that.
It's good for the environment and it's less cleanup.
That's right.
Americans like to serve party finger food, bite-sized appetizers that you can try a variety of without feeling full. Wow, I think I'll try one right now. Mmm. This is fantastic.
I'm glad you like it.
Whoa.
Thanks.
The Colorful Life roll-ups are absolutely tasty. I have guests coming over on Sunday to watch the Oscar Awards, and I'm sure they will love them. I asked Pacifia for more ideas on how to make the food platters more visually enticing.
Okay, I'm going to decorate with a small heart.
A heart?
Yeah. Using apple. Red is a good color.
Okay. Just to make the plate look good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you made your food with love, and you present your food with love. There you go. A small heart.
Cute.
You can put it in the lemon water or salted water to keep it fresh for longer hours.
Okay, great. The finished product. Thanks for being with us, vibrant viewers. Make sure you come back to join Pacifia and me tomorrow when we'll show you how to make open wisdom sandwiches to delight your visiting guests on Oscar night or any day of the year. And now, coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May your home and heart be filled with love, bliss, and kindness.